Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You found the Playmakers on CBS Sports Radio 1140.
Oh, CNC Music Factory.
Oh my gosh. I feel like I'm in a basketball warm-up, but I know that this song doesn't belong to basketball. This just belongs to the movement, Paul.
Right.
Your movement, my movement, all of the movements all the time.
That's Lindsey Brown and Paul Iander.
Hi.
On the day where we have learned the NHL record numbers for television and online viewing.
Just
come out today, yeah. The triple header on January 13th averaged nearly a million viewers in the United States.
How, I wonder if that includes the Canadian ratings, because we talked to Dave Jamieson yesterday, which you can find on the Playmakers podcast feed or on that Rewind feature for probably maybe 40 more minutes, but he unprecedented interest because there's nothing like Canadian hockey getting high off their own stash.
Opening night for the NHL, this just coming out, 11.4 million viewers, up 52% from last season, the most since 2014. When Hockey Night in Canada did its doubleheader to open the season last Saturday,
yeah,
2.8 million Canadians, that is 13% more than last year.
Yep. And it's going to keep building if they continue to provide the entertaining types of games. We're seeing a lot of scoring, a lot of big time momentum swings. And as I said, the divisional rivalries are pretty heavy. So
you want the local numbers?
Yeah, I do actually.
Vegas,
that'd be great.
Vegas Golden Knights and Anaheim, when they opened the seasons, the third most watched game opening night was the
hockey can't work in Vegas, Paul.
Third most watched
no one
game
cares.
Ever in this city.
Ever. And it's an opening night game.
Yeah, that
against
was on,
the Ducks.
Doesn't
of all
include
places.
The national TV, but it was the third most watched game in Golden Knights history locally.
That's amazing. And it just shows you how much this team matters to this community and to the overall hockey community as well, because no one foresaw the instant success, but we're not in year one anymore, Paul.
However,
uh-oh.
This will show you something, that it is very provincial when it comes to... Now, granted, we're just focusing on the Western Division, right? I mean, tonight it's the Knights and the Arizona Coyotes.
For the third time.
On the NHL.com, top 10 video views every day are Montreal Canadiens highlights.
Yeah, they're making some noise, Paul. And again, to allude to our conversation with Dave Jamieson yesterday... that trade that they made for Jake Allen, the goaltender formerly for the Blues, that has, you know, reinforced their goaltending department and really springing Carey Price into new heights. They're a very scary team. And you have to think a lot of confidence probably was built in the bubble just a few months ago when they ended up sweeping the Penguins, in which no one gave them a chance to do.
Speaking of how that the bubble, there's a curfew in place in Quebec, 8 o'clock. You cannot be out after 8 o'clock.
Wow.
So they're saying this is directing everybody on game nights basically to anybody that Montreal is playing.
Well, that's one of the benefits of having sports go. I mean, we were talking about that early in the pandemic of what just appointment television provides. And so I'm glad to hear it. I'm glad that the game is growing because it's a special year. I don't know if that Canadian division is going to endure, but, you know, I'm pumped that the season is here, even though it's been a very, very quick baptism into fire.
Yeah, understandable.
A lot of hockey this week.
Well, tonight it's the 4-0 Vegas Golden Knights. Yes, best start in franchise history. Of course, the franchise is 4 years old. So the Knights beat the Coyotes last time they met, and then the time before they met.
Yep.
So this is our third time around, except they are not here. They all got aboard the bus or carpooled or whatever
they
it was.
They took a plane.
Down to Glendale. Did they fly?
I'm guessing. They're not going to. You think they're going to pop those guys a bunch of minivans? No.
You gotta save a little money if the NHL.
I mean, those Mercedes-Benz vans are pretty, you know, swaggy, but I don't know, maybe Tammy the Trailblazer could take them.
Well, listen, if you were just driving it, the 93 here, you could stop for some jerky along the way.
Culver's is in Arizona. Yeah, it's the only reason I've been to Arizona ever.
You could side trip that way.
Absolutely.
Tonight it is the Knights and the Yotes. A little bit earlier of a start tonight as they are in the Phoenix area, which happened to be
They don't do daylight savings time there because they're smart.
They have an hour ahead of us. Mm-hmm. Having lived in Arizona for 6.5 years and moving away from there and having lived in every time zone in the United States, it is a little jarring not having to
be the only one
to move the clock again and to not move the clock. Yeah, in Arizona, where you're just like, hey, it's daylight saving time. And you're just like, and?
See, that's what I mean. Like, it just not changing, it would be easier for everyone. But, you know, as you said, it's the first road trip for your Vegas Golden Knights, and it's going to be the first home game for the Coyotes. And so Peter DeBoer was in his earlier availability today. This is going to be a team that is going to come out chomping at the bit because, first of all, they've lost two straight to us. Second of all, they want to put on a show for they're having actual fans in the building. How many? I don't know, but you know, they're going to want to get a better performance and some better legs going early on because they're looking up at a lot of different teams in the division right now, and I don't really expect them to be in that top four at this point, but those guys in the locker room don't think that, don't say that, and they're well within striking distance.
So reading the lineups for tonight for the Knights, they're going to go back to 5 defensemen?
Yep. Glass is back up. Cody Glass from the taxi squad. We'll be playing center, I'm guessing, on the third line.
And that's just to give Nick Hague a breather, just to move some bodies around?
Yeah.
Or
I mean, I think it's a lot about development. It's a lot about development because you don't want these guys sitting out for too long. And so it's not, whenever guys get sent down, it's not always an indicator of their how they're playing. DeBoer said that today as well, because he mentioned about how they want to get Nick Hague in that lineup. Like, if he wasn't important, he wouldn't be getting 5 minutes of power play time in the game the other night. And so Cody is working his way back after a really tough year where he suffered a lot of injuries, and he's trying to find his stride, his confidence in his game back. But that does put pressure on your defensive core of the Knights, but at least they're riding that confidence after scoring a few goals the other night. And, you know, team will have to find a way to win with a different crew.
Well, they found a way to win fairly convincingly last time these two teams played less than 48 hours ago. And as they move forward again, we see, you know, again, it's weird because of how this situation, how this season is set up so far, where the schedule makers felt it best for the Knights and Coyotes to square off. And I'm sure if I'm sitting on the Coyotes bench, I'm just like, and I'm Rick Tocchet, I'm thinking to myself, why are they doing this to us, first of all? Because, like, it puts us at a disadvantage, just knowing how good the Knights team was going to be. I mean, and we, you know, you don't know, but you do know. I mean, let's just be honest. You have to earn it. But there's no chance for extra adjustments when you play a team 4 times in a row because of that familiarity.
It's all adjustments, isn't it?
But it has to be in such a minor way where unless the Coyotes come out and say, you know what, we're just going to start our fourth line out there and see if it just kind of upends the card a little bit.
Yeah.
There's really not, it's not like you're going to be able to install, because of how short the time frame is in between games, it's not like you can install a brand new offense just to throw them off.
But the thing is like, adjustments is always, and especially when we're talking about playing 4 teams in a row, which is, you know, very reminiscent of a playoff series, these teams haven't really found their games yet in general. So, like, the adjustments are there. You're saying, like, we're going to tweak some things. Some things just need to get laid out. Like, we're still laying the foundational elements of the season of these teams. And that's exceptionally true for the Coyotes because they've been such, you know, a hot and cold team over the last couple seasons, and obviously had a really tough offseason for a bunch of different reasons. But they have to just straight up be in this game the entire time, no matter what the score is. Because, as I said, this isn't a point of the season where we're trying to save the legs because we're in a playoff chase, and or we're gonna just dial it back a little bit because we were, you know, balls to the wall last night. No, this is the time where you play as hard as you can, no matter how long, no matter how hard it is against whatever team, because this is setting the tone for you going forward. And, you know, the Knights aren't going to see them after they face them for a fourth time for a few months. But guess what? They're playing other teams. And so they have a lot to accomplish tonight, and it's gonna be a tall task for your Golden Knights, because it's really hard to beat teams three games in a row. But if they play the way they did, the physical nature of the way that they did the other night, and you have the right guys doing the right things at the right time, shouldn't be a problem.
Odds of them getting out of this four game series with an unblemished record as they move into the two game set with St. Louis on Tuesday.
I don't know. It's like, isn't every game like 50-50? I don't really care about the results right now. I don't care. I don't care about the fourth game, because we haven't even started the third game. And I don't care about the third game result, because we haven't even started the first period yet. And that's how these players are looking at it. That's how you have to go at your professionalism each and every night. Because if you get too far ahead of yourself, Paul, you say, well, we're going to be undefeated by the time we see the Blues. We might be undefeated by the time we see the Avalanche. Well, if you start thinking like that, just ask Bruce Arians yesterday, talking about looking ahead to the Super Bowl, you're going to be dead in the water. And so, you know, you got to earn it each and every night. And we saw that for the first time from your Golden Knights last game. But again, this is going to be a different mood, a different tone from the Coyotes. And I'm expecting some frustration and some desperation. So it might be more of a high scoring game, because you're just going to be taking more chances and trying to make things happen for your squad.
Over-under is 5.5 from our friends at BetQL. The BetQL model listing the Golden Knights, which is -165, as a 3-star bet, because the Coyotes don't win very well after they play two straight division games. 11-32.
Yikes. That is,
so history suggests it's the Golden Knights night. So how do they maintain this momentum and get another win over the Coyotes?
Are you asking about the 3-5 keys to VGK success? Is that specifically where you're going down the road?
I suppose, if that's where you want to head.
Excellent. Well, first of all, they need to dictate the flow, starting with getting those pucks down low. We talked about this the other day, about making sure that they get sustained offensive zone pressure, not just, you know, breaking into the offensive zone, taking a shot from the outside, and then having it, you know, go miss the net, go up the glass, and go back the other way. Shea Theodore's goal starts with that sustained zone pressure. Now, granted, it was on the power play, but still, in the first three games of this season, they weren't getting those pucks down low. If you're able to get those Coyotes uncomfortable early and get Darcy Kuemper feeling chaotic, again, that's what happened the other night. That's going to open you up, because you don't want to have this guy taking shots right into the stomach, you know, from the outside and building up his confidence, because that's how games are stolen, especially when 35 is in the net, Paul. Another key to Vegas success tonight, at least for me, is challenging those regroups at the blue lines. They got to force the Coyotes to make quick decisions by pressuring their neutral zone play. They don't want to stop. They are a fast team. They want to get up through that zone quickly. And so you need to make sure that they're at least not making it into your defensive zone without, you know, a body buddy, a little hello love tap. And then you also have to keep an eye out for some cherry picking forwards as well. That was evident in the first game against the Coyotes, where if they were in their defensive zone, they were having a wing kind of hang out high in the blue line, and if they get puck possession, they might try to flip that puck and spring a breakaway. We don't want that tonight. We don't want that. So that just means the D have to have their head on the swivel, and guys just have to be aware of where they are on the ice. And then another one, simple hockey. We talked all about of making one less move, one less pass, and just slowing the game down upstairs. Because if you have control of that in your defensive zone, that's going to feed every other feeler that you have across the ice. And that's where you earn victories, instead of just going on false hope and momentum generated by goal scoring. Let's have a full-fledged effort across the way.
Golden Knights, Coyotes tonight, game 3 of a 4-game series. I guess that's the best way to put it, to not avoid it. We had the World Juniors, obviously, that led into the start of the NHL season, where a lot of players haven't had a chance to play. The Coyotes are already dipping into the World Juniors. They've recalled Victor Soderstrom from their taxi squad. Mm. It'll be his first go. He was a first-round draft choice in 2019. Mm. So very young. I mean, he looks like a puppy, but it'll be a new face,
right,
that the Golden Knights will see on the ice.
Right. And if he sees success early, sometimes, like, if they get a goal or they have a big hit or, like, a block, per se, that's the stuff that fires up your bench. And especially if it's a young guy. You know, so one of the big problems the other night for the Coyotes is that they were just losing mostly all of their 50-50 battles and just losing their hunger to do that. By infusing that in the lineup, that might help shake them up just a little bit.
And something that the Knights, you know, fortunate enough not to have to deal with right now, to have to move some younger players in because, you know, the start of the season, very successful. They can make the changes that they need to make.
Exactly.
And have stayed away from, you know, the injury bug, unlike, you know, a few other teams throughout the NHL. The ageless Joe Thornton's going to be out for a month.
Yeah.
And Austin Matthews is dealing with a rib issue. So,
lots of rib problems up in Toronto right now.
Yeah, you see some of these injuries piling up in a few places. So,
would you like to hear the Fouche quote of the day?
I was going to ask you about this.
Okay. What's
because I think what needs to be said when you do put this quote out there, this motivational little message to the team, as you explain who it's from, at least tell me, as you tell us who it's from, tell us who that person is.
Because
I didn't know who it was last time.
I didn't realize that we were going to have to go that deep into this thing.
No, I think you do.
But the spirit of this new inclusion of our 3 to 5 keys here, what we do for the Vegas Golden Knights each and every game day, is that when my dad was my coach back in the day, we took hockey practice very seriously. We had printed out sheets. We had drills that he would explain to me beforehand. I was signing basically contracts when I was younger. This is what we're going to do for the hockey season. This is what we're expected, or this is what is expected from me. And so in honor of him and all of the quotes that you say at practice, comes from Mike Hawkins. You don't get results by focusing on results. You get results by focusing on the actions that produce the results. And Mike Hawkins is the award-winning author of Activating Your Ambition, A Guide to Coaching the Best Out of Yourself and Others. So specifically, that's what he is.
No, that helps. That helps a ton.
It does.
Because, you know, it could be...
That's what I mean, though.
Bill Johnson.
Yeah, exactly. You love generic names.
I do. I'm a big fan of generic names. Those are the ones that always sneak up on
you. We're not here for generic victories, Paul. We want each and every one to have its own identity and soul. You have to put your whole soul in it to find
Knights
it.
And Coyotes tonight, and then they do it all again on Sunday afternoon, and then they come back here on Tuesday to take on St. Louis. So on Monday, we'll have plenty of wrap-up, lots of stuff to talk about when it comes to the NHL. Coming up next, speaking of names, those underrated nicknames that just kind of stuck.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.